All right, my name is Heather Phillock. I'm a medical student at UBC in Vancouver, Canada, and today I'll be presenting on a project that we did as second-year medical students and then a study that evaluated that ongoing project. So it's the impact of students' exposure to prison health education during medical school. And so it was done through the UBC Department of Family Practice and the Collaborating Center for Prison Health and Education at UBC. And no relationships to disclose. So background on the project, it's been started going on since 2008, and it's second-year medical students who have the option of participating in the project through DPAS. That's a doctor-patient and society course. So not all of the students in our year go through it, but it's an option with the community service learning project. And so over the years, they've developed five different modules, so basic hygiene, women's health, mental health, infectious disease, and navigating the healthcare system. And these were topics that were identified by the faculty, by prison physicians, and the inmates, and different correctional officers in the prisons that they thought the incarcerated individuals would benefit from some educational seminars on these topics. And so there have been four different groups that have gone through, different prisons around the greater Vancouver area. They range from maximum security to minimum security. There are male prisons, female, and this year we started at the Youth Custody Center. And before starting at the prisons, we would get an orientation by the deputy warden as well as the educational lead for the inmates, just kind of an orientation of the system and telling us how a normal day in the life of an inmate would be, because a lot of us have never been exposed to anything how a prison runs. We've had a few lectures about it, but not really known how they work. Some safety tips while we were presenting in the prison, just part of our orientation. And so since 2008, we've had 33 students go through. It's a different group each year. As an example, in 2009-2010, there were 36 seminars to over 600 incarcerated individuals. And each seminar is about an hour long. It's about a half an hour presentation, then half an hour of questions and time for the participants to ask any questions or go over more information that they want to. There's usually 6 to 14 or 15 people per presentation. And I want to add that it's all voluntary, so they choose to attend the presentation. They don't have to come to any of them. So everyone who's there has chosen to come listen to it. And there's a correctional officer present throughout the seminar. So the project's been going on for about 4 years, and we decided this year to do a little evaluation to see what the students felt that they were gaining from the project. There's a large focus on social responsibility through medical school to teach the students. In Canada, we have the CanMed competencies. It's the Canadian Medical Educational Directives for specialists, and they're competencies that they hope that medical students and physicians will gain and put into their practice. And so the hope was that this project would be health advocate, communicator, and collaborator. So we wanted to see what the students' own perception was of what they were getting out of the project and learning. So the objectives of this presentation, as with the background, describe the opportunity for the learning to take place in the prisons, and then now with this study, identify the impact of preclinical prison health exposure for the medical students. So the methods for the study that was taken completed this year, we emailed out to the cohort of students who had completed the project during their second year, and got a communion sampling with 10 people who responded by emails. We did interviews with each of those participants and transcribed the interviews after audio recording them. In each transcript, the co-authors sat down together and went through and analyzed through interpretive description to see what patterns and themes were reoccurring throughout the students' descriptions of what they had learned throughout the project. And as well, the study was approved by the UBC Ethics. We also did a demographic survey. It was a short online survey to ask additional information from the study participants. There was a large range in age and then years to graduation. So the study participants have been 2 years after graduation from medical school or from second year medical school. So there was a range from people who are in their residency now or just about halfway through medical school at this point. And 70% had prior experience interacting with a marginalized population, whereas 30% stated that this was the first time they had been exposed to a vulnerable population. And so four main themes were found from the analysis of the transcripts. Firstly, that exposure to the marginalized populations did increase the students' understanding of this population. Secondly, that positive interaction enhanced the relationship building between these future healthcare providers and the incarcerated individuals. Thirdly, that collaboration reinforced the teamwork skills. And lastly, that this experiential learning, actually being in the prisons and interacting with the individuals, was a valuable addition to what's typically just a lecture-based curriculum. So the first one, exposure to marginalized populations. Students were surprised at this reciprocal learning process because we as students went in as to teach these seminars, and we're surprised how much we were able to learn from interacting with this population, as well as being able to judge the level of knowledge of the incarcerated individuals. And so just based on the questions and the stories they were telling, learning what their level of knowledge was, because it ranged sometimes from very basic to they knew quite a bit about what we were presenting. And then learning to adapt our communication to a level that they could understand. And through this, it was interesting. Lots of people reported that they were surprised at some of the deficits that were there. Some people struggled with learning how or not knowing how to make a doctor's appointment. And so these little things that were barriers to the inmates accessing healthcare upon release. So. That was one of our topics that developed into a new module for us to present. Secondly, the students were surprised at the warm welcome from the inmates. I think a lot of people reported the stereotype that they had in their mind and were quite surprised when going into the prisons. And students reported that they felt they would be better equipped to deal with this population if patients came into the hospital or the clinic later in their practice. Third, collaboration reinforces teamwork skills. There was collaboration with students. They had to work together in groups. They had to work with the faculty and the officers. And as this quote says, it's just like the hospital where things function a lot more smoothly. When everyone from the team gets along and respects one another, so the teamwork that they were learning through this project hopefully will help them in their clinical years later. And lastly, I think this is the big one, that experiential learning is a valuable addition to the curriculum. Students reported having lectures on these topics, but not really understanding things until experiencing it for themselves. And another thing that students were surprised about was when you asked them what they were surprised about going into the prisons, it was that the stereotypes they had were all from TV and movies, and that's what we have in our mind. And so to break that down by going into the the prisons was beneficial for most of the students. So as our findings demonstrated, the exposure to preclinical prison health education was a unique way for these students to learn some social accountability before starting their clinical years with the patients. And we like this quote. It kind of sums up the goal of our whole project, and what we had hoped the study found was, the student said, so I like to think I developed a sense of compassion for a group of people that I didn't previously understand as well, and hopefully that makes me a better physician for that. Yeah. So if you have any questions, you can ask now or email, either way. Thank you.
Thank you so much.